The people of the latter days, before the advent of Imam al-Mahdi, those that attach themselves to the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt are the most unique of individuals. They're special for many reasons, including their connection to Allah and the word of Allah, the Quran. These helpers of Imam al-Mahdi are such that the Quran flows through their veins and is a part and parcel of who they are. Today, in our third talk during the martyrdom of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, we focus on the relationship, the symbiosis between the Quran and the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajuhu sharif. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I begin by offering my condolences to each and every one of you and to the Muslim Ummah on whole and to our living and awaited Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his return. As today being the 21st of the month of Ramadan, it was on a morning just like this that in the city of Kufa, the commander of the faithful succumbed to the injuries that he faced when the cursed Ibn Muljim, Lanatullah Alayh, struck him with the poisoned sword on the 19th of the month of Ramadan in the early morning hours. And as we know, that the commander of the faithful, after being made to go back to his home by his family carrying him, that for two long days and nights he suffered as the poison continued to flow from his head through the rest of his body. And even though he was in a very difficult situation with pain and suffering and anguish, still when companions would come to the door of the Imam to ask him questions, although he really wasn't in a full ability to answer and entertain guests, but he, out of his love for the Ummah, out of the fact that he was the door to the city of knowledge, he welcomed these individuals into his home and into his heart, and he did the best that he could to answer the questions of the Muslim Ummah. And brothers and sisters, it is on a morning like this where we commemorate the loss of the commander of the faithful that we recognize what we truly lost. He wasn't just another person. He wasn't just another companion of the Prophet. He was not just another family member of the Prophet. He was the commander of the faithful, Amirul Mu'mineen. He was the leader of those of who have the consciousness of God, Imamul Muttaqin. He was the Lion of God. He was the backbone of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. He was what he was, and Islam is what it is today because of who Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam was. And on this tragic morning, as we commemorate his martyrdom, we also, at the same time in this day of Ramadan reflections, we reflect on the words of the commander of the faithful, as have been narrated to us in the traditions and have been attributed to the commander of the faithful, peace be upon him, about the beauty of the Quran. You know, today is the third and the final in the series of the special three lectures about the Quran in the words of the commander of the faithful. In our last two lectures on the 19th and 20th of month of Ramadan, in these Ramadan reflections, we spoke about how Imam Ali, peace be upon him, described the Quran. Today, I want to take you through one other tradition of the first Imam, elaborating upon the 12th Imam through the qualities of the word of Allah, the Quran. Because there has to be a relationship, brothers and sisters, if we claim to be the follower of the first, that is the first Imam, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and we strive to be follower of the last, that is Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, the thing that connects these two imams together is the Quran. The word of Allah binds these two imams and the other 10 imams that go between them. The Quran binds these individuals and personalities together. And so let me share with you a hadith which has been reported to come to us from Imam Ali alayhi salam, in which he describes the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his return. And look at how he uses the Quran to stitch these people together, to stitch them to the 12th Imam, to show us that you and I today, if we are striving to be people awaiting the return of Imam al-Hujjah, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, we need to do so through maintaining a close connection and affinity and relationship with the noble Quran. And so Imam Ali, peace be upon him, begins by saying, whoever from among those who lived during those days, meaning at the time of Imam al-Mahdi or during the occultation of the Imam, before his return and during his return, he says that they will move through those days and nights like with a burning lamp. They will move through the times of the darkness of the occultation of the 12th Imam as those who move with a burning lamp in the middle of the night, in the darkness of the deserts. And he says about these people that they will tread on the footsteps of the virtuous who came before them. They recognize that the righteous men and women of the past, that they were not deviants. They were not anything other than people to follow in their footsteps, because they set forth a motion. And those who are working towards the 12th Imam, they will, you know, take every footstep of the righteous predecessors and they will follow it to the letter, to the T. The Imam goes on to say that these individuals who will be living in that era, they will, through the Quran, through living the Quran, through imbibing the Quran, they will unfasten the knots. Problems in society, the challenges of the era that they will live in, they will unfasten all of those difficulties through the Quran. Because they will live the book. They will not just have read it in Ramadan or in another month of the year, not just memorize some verses. They will use the book actively in their life. They will free the slaves, as Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has says in this tradition. Again, the book will be practical to them. It won't just be a theory, will not just be black on white. It will be a practical revelation to live their lives with. He goes on to say that they will divide the united. United in falsehood. United in tyranny. United in oppression. They will break those ranks of the united. And he says they will also unite the divided. The Muslim Ummah particularly, who have been divided into so many segments and sub-segments and other various categorizations, through the Quran, through such individuals who live the book, they will unite those who have been divided. And then Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is reported to have said in this hadith that he, meaning Imam al-Mahdi, he will be in concealment from the people. The stalker will not find his footprints, even though he carefully pursues him. The Imam will not be that easy to find and recognize. He will be not only concealed from the people, but even those who try and get their secret service and their, you know, other governmental organizations that they are used to track people today, they will try and find the Imam and he will be elusive. And then Imam Ali, peace be upon him, says that then a group of people, meaning those who adhere to the Quran and live by its teachings, they will emerge on the scene. Who are they? They will be sharpened like the sharpening of swords by the blacksmith. Their sight will be brightened by revelation. Their eyes, they will see with the eyes of the Quran. They will use the judgment, the verdict, the teachings of the Quran to understand the surroundings that they live in. They will not be superficial individuals. They will be people of basira, of insight. The Imam then goes to say, and the subtleties of the understandings of the Quran, the tafsir of the Quran will be put into their ears. They will be taught what they did not know of the Quran. They will be given guidance and inspiration to follow on that path of Imam al-Mahdi. And then the last part, I'll end with this, is they will be given drinks of wisdom morning and evening. This is from Nahjul Balagha, Sermon 150, brothers and sisters. The way that Imam Ali describes the people of the latter day, the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farjahu sharif, which can be you and I, if we live the Quran, if we read the statements of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and how they describe the Quran and what they expect from us of the Quran. I conclude by offering my condolences to each and every one of you as we commemorate the tragic martyrdom of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and we ask God to accept our acts of worship in this month of Ramadan and to allow us to be the followers of the man who was the follower of Rasulullah. And that is none other than Imam Ali, alayhi salatu wassalam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.